Hello and welcome to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has expanded AMP into Eastern markets. Mobile ad spend in the UK is expected to soar this year, and LinkedIn has written to Russian regulators to confirm that it will not host data within the country's borders. Google has just expanded its AMP program into the Far East. The announcement was made on the first day of the company's AMP conference in New York, where it said that Chinese search engines Baidu and Sogou would now be using AMP as well as Yahoo Japan. The implementation of AMP first enabled mobile websites to launch much quicker, but it now has the same effect on other websites and social media. Google's Vice President of Engineering, David Besbris, said that one of the goals of AMP from the very beginning has been to get the entire tech community to rally around building accelerated mobile content. He also added that e-commerce would be the next area of the web to be targeted, as it was announced that the Indian e-commerce site Snapdeal has also just implemented the technology. Ad spend on mobile could represent over a third of all media ad spend in the UK this year, according to a forecast by eMarketer. According to the study, it's expected that 36% of all spend will go towards mobile advertising, equaling around £7 billion. All digital advertising in the country will also increase, accounting for nearly 60% of all media ad spend. Similarly, mobile advertising is looking to become the leading spending channel in China, after it was forecast to account for 60% of the country's entire ad budget by 2021. On the whole, digital advertisers' budgets are expected to increase by 27% in China this year to be worth more than $50 billion. And according to eMarketer Cindy Liu, this is due to the publishers continuing to introduce new and innovative ad formats to the mobile world. Russia has said that it will continue to block LinkedIn in the country after the social network sent a letter confirming that it would not be moving Russian users' data to Russian servers. The confirmation comes after the country blocked the site because it did not comply with new laws that state that all Russian data must be kept within its own borders. In a statement responding to LinkedIn's announcement, the Russian regulator said that the site's violations of the law only confirms its lack of interest in the Russian market. On the 7th of March, the regulator posted a tweet with an image of the LinkedIn logo alongside the acronym Rest in Peace, RIP. LinkedIn's owners, Microsoft, have since said that they are working to have the ban lifted. Despite research proving that banner ads have minimal effect on mobile users, they made up 77% of the mobile ad share in the Asia-Pacific region in the second half of 2016. According to data collected by VPON, more than three-quarters of all mobile ads served in the region were banners, way ahead of second-place native ads, which accounted for just 1 in 10 ads. This also leaves a large majority of adverts vulnerable to ad blocking in the Asia-Pacific region, where according to PageFer, 94% of all global ad blocking on mobile devices is occurring. And finally, Twitter has introduced analytics to its Moments feature. Primarily used by brands or influencers on the platform, Moments is designed to allow users to connect a small string of tweets together in order to tell a story, much like the image-based story feature on Snapchat. However, until now, the idea didn't allow users to examine how well the created content was doing. With this new addition, they'll be able to see how many people have opened it, liked it, or shared it. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.